Life is full of people. There are some who you require to be there, and there are others who do not really need to be present in certain situations. The sooner you understand this, the better it is for you. Hi and welcome to the 30th episode of Calm Sage Podcast, a platform where we talk about different mental health issues and discuss solutions to improve short and long-term future of world's mental well-being. In today's podcast, we'll talk about how to detach from someone emotionally. Despite the popular belief, the hardest part about breaking up with your loved one is not getting used to life without them or the heartbreak you go through. You are just left with the question, how to detach from someone who means the world to you? Well, Khalil Gibran, a famous writer, poet, and visual artist, once said, "Let there be spaces in your togetherness, and let the winds of the heavens dance between you. Love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls." In layman terms, you can love someone with all of your heart, but that doesn't mean that you should become emotionally dependent on them. So if you are wondering how to detach from someone who is no longer with you, you've landed on the right spot. We'll be discussing 10 gradual steps to successfully detach yourself. The very first step is to look for the reasons to detach yourself. Ask yourself, why, how, and what? Figure out by asking yourself that what went wrong that you have to take such a step to emotionally detach within a relationship you loved or probably love. It is very difficult to find an appropriate or concrete answer for this question, but you need to explore. Secondly, start putting small efforts. Instead of taking a big step initially, it is better to start with small steps and then follow up. It sounds like a mathematical problem, but if you won't strategically follow the process, you can end up hurting yourself too badly. In order to make your mind settle for something, you need to let it out. It will help you immensely to release your feelings and emotions. The more time you will keep your feelings inside you, the harder it will hurt you. So the third step is to release your emotions to feel unburdened. Fourth step is to seek for help. Seek for a new beginning. Seek for something new. You need something to look forward to. This will motivate you to go on with every day while detaching. If you are slowly letting go of things, you may need something new to hold on to. Hold on to a better future. Stop dwelling on a painful yesterday and start looking forward to a happier tomorrow. Imagine how happier you will be. Imagine how brighter your smile will be. Imagine a better you. And let these imaginations and expectations fuel your will to detach. Certainly there will be times that you would want to give up, but if you keep positive thoughts for the outcome, you will be really satisfied with the outcome. Fifth step is to understand that there's no shortcut to emotional detachment. It takes time and tons of patience. You should be aware of this from the very start. It takes twice as much effort. You'll be digging deep to where it started, and I know it's difficult, especially when it's painful. But what's more painful is holding on to nothing or reaching out to someone slowly fading. You owe it to yourself. This long journey of detachment, this long journey of finding yourself. Sixth step is to cut all the ties. I'm sure you've already heard about the famous no contact rule. It is a technique people usually apply to get their exes back in their lives. But for emotional detachment, you need to cut all the possible ties with this person for 30 to 90 days. No phone calls, no WhatsApp messages, no form of communication. If that doesn't work, you even go as far as changing your phone number. You give them a chance to feel your absence and start missing you. And you give yourself a lot of time to sort your thoughts and figure out what and who you really want. Seventh step of the emotional detachment journey is to get rid of all the reminders. Sometimes it is not enough to change your phone number, unfollow them on social media, block them on WhatsApp, or refrain yourself from talking to them on a regular basis. In fact, if you really want to know how to emotionally detach and achieve complete peace of mind, you'll have to get rid of everything and everyone that might remind you of this person. If you two were in a long-term relationship, it's perfectly natural that a lot of things and people around you are connected. Well, it would be the best if you could at least distance yourself from all of them. This especially goes with your mutual close friends. I know that you've grown to love these people, but the last thing you need is someone who will keep on talking about you and your ex and your memories together, right? Besides, whether you like to admit it or not, you'll always wonder if these people will talk to them about you and if they can serve you as a channel towards them. Eighth step is to forgive. It is another crucial part in detachment. Pride can take over any time, but don't let pride win. It can make you do things you'll regret. It will make you say words that can leave wounds deeper than any blade can ever do. Forgive them and forgive yourself. This will help you have peace of mind and wouldn't be calming to think that nothing else is holding you back from moving on. From detaching yourself from the things that aren't good for you, forgive. One word, six letters, and a lifetime worth of work. Forgiveness can take time. Ninth step is to start the healing process. Understand that wounds can take time to heal. Maybe this can be one of the reasons you are detaching. You need time to heal. In life, some attachments can bring us smiles, but sometimes also wounds. Sometimes those wounds are too deep and too many that we can't bear to heal them all. And the only way to heal is to detach. Once you feel that you are in a relationship that gives you more scars than smiles, rethink it. Is it really worth hurting for? Maybe you love them, but shouldn't you love yourself too? You can't keep breaking or tearing yourself apart to make others feel whole. You should not always take one for the team. Take your time and heal. Don't do it for others. So you've come to the last part or the last leg of your journey. Weeks, months, or even years of detaching yourself has come to this. It's time for you to move forward and don't look back. This is your time to live happier ever after. This is a new beginning for you, even if it came at an expense of a messy goodbye. But in the end, it is still worth it, right? You've come to your senses. You've come to realize where you really stand, what you are, what you can do, and what will make you happy. At last, I would like to conclude on the note that circumstances in our life don't come with a manual or instructions. We make it ourselves. Problem always go first before the solution. Life is a continuous cycle of trial and error as we try to find the perfect solution to our problems. But just remember, we will always find a way. Life happens, life teaches, life is meant to be lived. Life loves, life is for you. So that was all for today. I really hope this podcast helped you in your emotional detachment journey. If you have any questions or suggestions, feel free to shoot them in the comment section below. And do not forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Stay tuned for more such content.